Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Hockey. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Culverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Cole Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulaski and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and tonight, D.C. Everest Hockey against Walsall West. We are live at Marathon Park, and what a nice vantage point we have. We're in the stands, surrounded by Walsall West and D.C. Everest fans tonight. Mostly Everest fans in our section in what should be a very interesting night of hockey. Walsall West, always one of the elite teams in the state. They are perfect in league play at 8-0. The Evergreens come in, though, playing their best hockey of the season. Let's go back to last Saturday, a 5-4 overtime win against Wisconsin Rapids. They followed up with a 4-2 victory over Chippewa Falls. They come in tonight having won four of their last five games. So the Evergreens are hoping to give a good accounting of themselves. The state tournament pairings come out on Sunday, and this will be the final Evergreens game before those seedings are announced. The Evergreens probably project to a fifth or a sixth seed, which means they wouldn't get that first round bye, but a good showing tonight could likely earn them a home game, and you love to play on home ice when we get into postseason. Evergreens have also been riding very good goalkeeping from Michael Moe. Michael Moe allowed just two goals last time out. One of them came shorthanded. But again, Walsall West, always a tough customer. These teams met earlier in the season in the Marathon Cup Finals. Walsall West was a 2-0 winner there. But that game probably deserves special note, because after Everest came out with a 3-0 victory on this ice last season, you would have thought that Walsall West would want to come out and blast D.C. Everest, and they didn't. The Evergreens were a much tougher opponent than the Warriors had in mind. We'll be back with our national anthem. We'll meet the starting goalkeepers, and then we'll drop the puck in about 5 minutes. We're in pregame coverage. High school hockey tonight, D.C. Everest and Walsall West. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tulaski and Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Marathon Park. I'm Chris Conley. Teams just coming onto the ice now, and we're just a few minutes away from the start between Walsall West and DC Everest. introduce you to our starting goalie. Senior Michael Moe has had a fabulous season for DC Everest. Michael Moe was as big a factor in that 5-4 win over Wisconsin Rapids as the goal scorers were. Rapids had many scoring chances late in the third period and at the start of overtime, and Michael Moe, strong between the pipes, turned away many of those scoring opportunities. Walsall West starting goalie is Sam Weigert. He's a senior and he's one of the team captains. And again, he's got a shutout over these DC Everest Evergreens, 2-0 from earlier in the year at Greenheck Fieldhouse in the finals of the Marathon Cup. Very big crowd. It's going to be loud tonight. Marathon Park is one of the smaller venues that we play in. In fact, the condition of the rink and the facilities here almost belies the success of the Walsall West hockey team. You'd think they'd have a nicer facility. They are trying to make some upgrades. They've been raising some money and hope to improve some of the locker room and some of the behind-the-scenes facilities here. For spectators, though, again, Walsall West packs them in. This is their premier program. And Walsall West, not a very good basketball school. They were good in football this year, but are not from one year to the next. Baseball program is solid, but Walsall West plays hockey better than any other sport. And that's reflected by parent and student body support here. It's a very big crowd at Marathon Park. Evergreens are wearing their road green sweaters, black breezers. Sweaters are trimmed with the white numerals and green trim. Walsall West is in their home white with the royal gold trim. Again, Walsall West comes in with a record of 14-4. They're perfect in the valley. And you can almost put an asterisk by those four losses. Walsall West on purpose plays a very tough out-of-conference schedule because they want to get themselves prepared for the state semis and for the state finals. So those four losses all to elite hockey teams. Walsall West undefeated in Wisconsin Valley play, 8-0. And again, for both of these teams, the final ice time that they will see before the coaches meet and seed the teams for the WIAA tournament, that's coming up on Sunday. And then when we gather again on Monday, we'll know who's playing where and who gets the home game. The crowd being asked to rise now for the national anthem. It'll be performed by the Walsall West High School Pep Band from Marathon Park, our national anthem. Then we'll be set for hockey, Walsall West and D.C. Everest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. First, our national anthem. Things except the national anthem, we're usually happy when the pep band is far away from us. The Walsall West pep band is all the way in the far corner of Marathon Park. Teams gathering around their goals, then we'll get into the center circle and get this hockey game underway. The next time we will see the DC Everest Evergreens, they'll be on the road Saturday, a long road trip to Onalaska. We will not have that game on the radio. Instead, we'll have DC Everest basketball against Lakeland from the Fieldhouse. Both of those contests are afternoon games. So the Evergreens travel to Onalaska for hockey on Saturday afternoon. Evergreens basketball team at home for a 1:30 tip against Lakeland. That game is coming up on Fox Sports Radio as well. Walsall West always has a lot of size. I see defenseman Adam Parcells got the build of a football player at 6'5". See Patrick Grundy, who's a big, big forward. John Metzinger, another big defenseman. 6'2", 200 pounds. because some of these are really, really big kids. We gather at the center circle. Chris Babiarz is going to take the draw against John Metzinger. The puck drops, and we're underway. Let's light this candle from Marathon Park. Walsall West, D.C. Everest West controls the opening faceoff, and the Evergreens slide it down the ice. Going to wave off icing here. Yep, on goal, and West will play it from behind their net and will start their drive. Cross ice pass. Evergreens are there to send it back in. Avery Allard puts it into the corner. Coming out of goal there is Sam Weigert to corral it for one of his teammates. Evergreens control. There's a big hit in the corner. Brady Burrell took one up high in the chops. No call. We play on. Evergreens come back to center ice. Brady Burrell sends it back in on the backhand. Walsall West controls. They're at the red line. Skating on sides. Good stick handling here for Alex Gessler. Gessler sends it into the corner for his teammate, Cale Bowman. Bowman looks to center. Evergreen's got a body on that. Alex Degner comes free behind the net. Walsall West looking to center. It's on Justin Anderson's stick. Goes back to the blue line. There's no one there. Sends out of the zone. So Walsall West looks a little sloppy here in the early going. Neither team's got a shot on goal. West player trying to chase. Evergreen centering in front. Comes back out to the blue line. Evergreen put it on goal. Shot and save. Evergreen's got the first scoring opportunity off the stick of Derek Tomczyk. Long rebound, though, cleared by Walsall West. West looking to counterattack. Logan Clement is on goal. Centering in front. Shot and a goal. Came back out to Justin Anderson. And Anderson on the rebound beat Michael Moe lower left side. And Walsall West has an early goal just a minute and a half into the contest and leads D.C. Everest 1-0. We will wait for assist information as well. The goal coming at 15:37 of the first period at even strength. Walsall West leads 1-0. The goal is indeed credited to Justin Anderson. They'll give an assist there to Logan Clement and Drew Pearson. And Walsall West has an early lead. That was the first shot on goal that Michael Moe saw, and he was beaten again on that rebound. Initial shot came off the boards. Evergreens with a shot on goal. That's a shot and a save. Alex Denger put it on goal, and Sam Weigert covers up. Of a faceoff coming to Weigert's left. So Justin Anderson is the lamplighter. Helpers going to Logan Clement and to Drew Pearson. Evergreens control the faceoff. Get a shot on goal. There was a great shot on the equalizer. Michael Plaza was there in front. Couldn't quite find it. Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Chris Babiarz tries to center. Now one of those big West defensemen took it away. Andrew Lee. Walsall West with a counterattack. Got two, three men on goal. Shot just wide. Almost got a good scoring opportunity again off the stick of Anderson. Went into the corner. Walsall West looks to clear it out. West holds the zone at the blue line. Shot on net. Stick to side. Jacob Evans put it on there. It's behind the net. Evergreens fight for it in the corner. Trying to clear it there for the Evergreens is Plaza. Plaza just hit the ice. Comes back out to the blue line. A lot of traffic in front. Looking to pass. Trying to get Andrew Lee on the doorstep. A little wide. Went into the corner. West still holds the zone. Jacob Evans. Evans down into the slot. Looks to go back out to the blue line. Skating in. Nice stick handling. Justin Anderson in front. That's off the blocker of Michael Moe. Evergreens living dangerously. Already trailing 1-0. West still holds the zone. Justin Zahn there. Slid it through the crease. No one's there. Evergreens get it out. Send it off the boards. Goes all the way down. Icing's our call. We'll come back for a faceoff with 13:57 to play. West up 1-0 with an early goal. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's right, briefly went towards the goal, and now it's into the corner. Evergreens look to clear it out of there. West fighting for it behind Kevin Conley. Conley centering traffic in front. Moe was screened for a moment, and the Evergreens finally get it out of there. Chris Sackman sent it out of danger, not clearing the zone, though. It's back into the corner. Evergreens and West will fight for it. You see right away, West has a big size advantage, almost over everyone that they play. And now going back out to the point, hopped over the stick of John Metzinger, goes all the way down, and Walsall West with that bad pass loses control of the zone and will have to counterattack again. West has the puck back at center ice, skating onside. stick checked away there by Nate Runs. Now it goes into the corner. High hit there and a big hit in the corner. Physical there, and West is not able to hold the zone again. Evergreens come back the other way. Sackman didn't have numbers, put it into the corner, and the Evergreens will get a partial change here. We'll go under 13 minutes to play first period. Wausau West leads Everest 1-0. Evergreens take it away at center ice. Here's Chris Sackman. Sackman's shot deflected, goes into the corner. Didn't get through cleanly. Sheldon Ojon disrupted that for the Warriors. Came free in front for a moment, but Wausau West, their big defenseman, has it there. Sends it down to the other end of the ice. Wausau West first to that loose puck, Drew Pearson. Pearson unable to control it, and the Evergreens get it out to center ice. Caden Farzon there for West, sends it back in. Evergreens retreat to their own corner, Alex Degner. Evergreens have not been able to keep a sustained attack going here. Much of the action has been held in the Wausau West zone. And you see West with a big size advantage. That puck comes sliding free in front. Michael Moe tried to cover it up. One of his defenders disrupted it. And now it's sent back out to the neutral zone. And there's a puck that goes into the crowd. Pretty close to Joel Becker's camera there. Not sure about that. We don't have netting in front of our broadcast location. We're in the bleachers just beyond the red line. We've got a great location surrounded by Everest fans tonight. And as that puck went out of play, we're going to have a face-off right at the red line. Evergreens control it. Michael Plaza tries to get his stick on that puck. It's loose along the boards. Evergreens retreating, goes back to Nate Bruns. Bruns, bad pass, taken away. Evergreens now back in their own end, still backpedaling. Evergreens been on their heels for much of the first period. Now up to Plaza at center ice, unable to control it. Wausau West dinks that fluttering shot onto goal. Michael Plaza sticks it into the corner. It's out of the blue line. Traffic in front, an Evergreen defender. Nate Bruns disrupted that shot, able to send it back out to the red line. You know what? On this small sheet of ice, Wausau West has players that are plenty strong with their slap shots, but they can score from outside the blue line. So on the smaller sheet of ice at Marathon Park, got to always be alert. The puck could come on net at any time. Evergreen send it down for an icing call, stopping the clock with 11:22 to play in the first period. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen Sports. Face off to Michael Moe's left, comes back out to the point, and now down low, Cale Bowman. Bowman looks to center. It's an Evergreen who's in front of the net. And the Evergreens, Wausau West, as good as they are, the Evergreens are off to kind of a sluggish start here. Bryce Dively fights for it, but Dively has checked off the puck, and Wausau West looks to come back the other way. Almost taken away from Avery Allard. Allard slides it down the length of the ice. For Sam Weigert, the goalie corrals it with his stick and puts it ahead for one of his defenders. Evergreens have not been able to put together a sustained attack for the first 6 minutes of this game. Wausau West getting it onside. Kevin Conley puts it on goal. Goes into the corner. Conley out in the slot. Traffic in front. Shot. Stick save. Loose in front. Michael Moe tries to clear it out of there. Rebound. Michael Moe blocker save again. Moe was not clean on the first save. It popped up, but the second, he got a lot of traffic in front. Here's another shot on goal from the blue line. Didn't get through cleanly. Deflected from Adam Parcells. Goes all the way down. Evergreens are going to get a change. No icing. It's on net. Wausau West retrieves. Sends right up to the blue line. Goes right into the corner. Nate Bruns gets it behind his own net for the Evergreens. Have to rush the length of the ice. Nothing's come easy for DC Everest so far in this game against Wausau West, best in the conference. Pinned against the boards right in front, came loose. And again, that was going towards the goal. Cale Bowman unable to catch up with it. Into the corner now for Austin Shiro of the Evergreens. Wausau West contests behind their own net. And Nate Bruns now has it in the corner. Bruns is molested too, so the Evergreens just can't get things set up here. Wausau West fights for it. Bruns now goes cross ice behind his own net to Allard. Avery Allard trying to push it forward, able to get it out of the zone. It is ahead to Austin Shiro. Shiro is at the red line, checked off the puck there, and the Wausau West Warriors look to control. Back to the Evergreens. Evergreens out to the red line, off the skates of one of the Evergreens players, icing, and another stoppage. 9:26 to play in the first period. Wausau West on Justin Anderson's goal has a 1-0 lead over DC Everest. Evergreens hockey is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for more than 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's. Walsall West off the faceoff. Shot deflected by one of the Evergreen defenders. Derek Tomczyk disrupted. On the small ice, Evergreen's come right back the other way. Brady Burrell's got it behind the net. Michael Plaza tries to hold it in. It is loose behind the West net. One of the West defenders is there. Evergreen's try and hold the zone for their first sustained attack. Came centering in front through traffic. Here's a shot on goal for Plaza. Stick save. Rebound was briefly loose in front. Went off of the corner. Evergreen's best scoring opportunity. But here's a bad pass. And the Evergreens almost gave up a breakaway at the other end. It's disrupted. Got an offside call. Walsall West was going to have a two-on-two coming back the other way. One of their players into the zone early for a stoppage. We had just under 9 minutes to play first period. Could have a face-off from outside the blue line. Evergreens Hockey from Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Face-off is right at center ice. Grant Dennis is going to take the draw against Andrew Lee for the Warriors. Lee controls the draw, but the puck moves backwards to Adam Parcells. Again, when you see this game up close, and we're only five or six rows back, West is again offside. We're going to have a stoppage there. You can't help but be impressed with the size of Walsall West. These West kids are really big. And the Evergreens, who don't particularly have a big team, this is not a big physical, bruising D.C. Everest team. They don't match up size-wise with Walsall West. Face-off here is controlled by the Warriors. Nope, Evergreens try and get it back in. Chris Sackman couldn't control it. Puck is flipped forward. Goes behind the net. Avery Allard is there for the Evergreens. Evergreens try and rush the length of the ice here to Bryce Dively. Onside, nope, knocked away. Loose at the red line. Evergreens fight to control. Alex Degner sends it into the corner. Goalie Weigert comes out of net to corral it as Walsall West has numbers on a counterattack, skating up the near boards. Here comes Justin Zahn. Zahn puts it behind the net, not on goal. Evergreens look to control in the corner here. Matthew Yonke. Could be a danger zone for the Evergreens, trailing by one. They've got a secondary line out there now. Goes over to Chris Sackman. Sackman tries to control along these near boards. Slid back all the way in the other direction, and it's on goal. Michael Moe leads it off his stick for one of his defenders. Sackman again tries to go cross ice, taken away by Walsall West. Puck is briefly free. Kevin Connolly tries to control. Leaves it back for his teammate Cale Bowman. Briefly, that puck fluttered loose in front, but the Evergreens have some defenders there. Avery Allard, we've got a whistle, got a stoppage. That was put on goal. It was covered up there. Avery Allard put it on net. Sam Weigert gloves it. We'll have a face-off coming here with 7:34 to play, first period. West's goal came a minute and a half into the first period. We've played scoreless hockey since. Going to have a penalty here against D.C. Everest. They are taking Alex Degner off the ice. Two minutes for slashing for Degner. So the Evergreens again will live dangerously with West already up 1-0 and Walsall West on the power play. Shot right in front. Good save by Michael Moe. Adam Parcells put it on. Evergreens send it all the way down the length of the ice. Evergreens, you can't lose touch with a good team like Walsall West, so you don't want to go down 2 or 3 to nothing. So this is the danger zone, an important penalty kill. Walsall West kind of taking their time getting up the ice here. Now it's on Kevin Conley's stick. He's into the zone, got two players in front. Conley's stick handling, leads it over for his teammate back at the blue line, Parcells. Parcells passes up the shot, instead looks for his man in the slot. That's Kalen Farinen. Shot on goal, block save. Traffic in front there. Zach Pearson was on the doorstep. Pearson looking to skate in again. Blocker save from Michael Moe. Michael Moe's solid in net here. Puck comes loose into the corner. 1 minute left in the power play. West behind the net looking to center. Comes into the slot. Farrelson has it and now goes back out to the blue line. Adam Parcells. Parcells doesn't want to crank it up from there. Gets the puck back. Fakes the slap shot. Goes into the slot. Back to Parcells skating in. Wrist shot. Traffic in front. Oh, the deflection. That almost went in. That just went wide of the far post, and it's loose behind. 30 seconds left in the penalty kill. Here's another shot on goal, and the rebound was open and missed by Zach Pearson. The near post that time was open, and Pearson was unable to take advantage. 25 seconds. Shot, that one goes behind the net, and the Evergreens are able to slide it all the way down the ice. Under 20 seconds left in the penalty. The Evergreens try and keep even 5-on-4 for Walsall West. West there, back passing, went over the blue line. They're offside. Nope, they're back on as they tag up. Coming in and taken down is Zach Peterson. We play on. Evergreens clear the puck again, send it all the way down, and the penalty kill is complete. Good penalty kill for DC Everest, and they're still down by just a goal. 5.5 minutes to play. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. West is in the zone. Point blank range. Michael Moe with a save. He dotted the near post at very close range. Walsall West still holds the zone. John Metzinger puts it in, and for a moment that far post was open. Michael Moe saved. Metzinger kind of misfired. Long rebound comes out of the zone to center ice. Walsall West has had the best of the action here for the last 5 or 6 minutes. That's dumped into the near corner from John Metzinger. West will get a partial change, and DC Everest has a 3-on-2, but that pass goes a little too long for Chris Sackman. Bounces off the boards, goes behind the net with one of the big West defenders waiting for it. Kevin Thorildsen there for the Warriors, goes cross ice. Now to Justin Anderson. Anderson could not control the puck. Evergreens behind their own net. That pass a little wide there. Got to be more crisp with your passing when you're trying to clear it out of the zone. There's a good stick check away there by Bryce Dively. Dively denied West an opportunity to get into the zone. Nice stick check away at the blue line. Goes into the corner now with 4.5 minutes to play in the period. Got a body down there on the ice in the far corner. Everest comes away with the puck. And Everest, though, is not able to clear the zone. Taken away by Andrew Lee. Goes back to his teammate at the blue line. Walsall West on the attack again. Shot goes wide. That wasn't particularly close. Rebound, though, came out in front. Unable to get a stick on it was Ben Fusaki, who's there. Goes all the way down the ice. Icing is the call. And we're going to come back to the other end for a faceoff. It's going to be to Michael Moe's right. Moe's been under pressure for the last 4 or 5 minutes of live action. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Kevin Conley takes the draw for the Lumberjacks against Chris Babiars. Goes behind the net. Evergreens look to control. There's a bad pass, and it's loose in front again. A lot of traffic, and on the doorstep, just wide. Alex Gessler was there in front, couldn't quite steer it in. Evergreens are fortunate to be down 1-0 at this point in the game. West fights to control in the corner. Evergreens have had trouble clearing out the puck, and they're trying to here again, and West again holds it in. Adam Parcells loose in front there and sticked aside by one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens try a counterattack here. Here's Babiars onside, dumps it into the corner. Weigert, the West goalie, came out of net to corral it, and Walsall West trying for a quick counterattack. They have numbers, 3-on-3 coming back the other end. Unable to control the puck into the corner, fighting for it there for the Evergreens is Avery Allard. We'll go under 3 minutes to play as the Evergreens have a 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Alex Degner instead sent it into the corner. You know, Evergreens had numbers there. Degner's got to take that in and try and make something happen. Instead, he put it into the corner to get a line change. Puck goes high off the plexiglass at center ice, and here come the Warriors back the other way. Evergreens check him off, and here comes Austin Shiro. Big hit at center ice. Shiro collided right at the blue line, at the red line, rather, with Drew Pearson. Pearson's the bigger kid. No penalty, though. We'll play on. Partial change here for West as it goes back into the corner. West tries to hold the zone. Evergreens get it back out to center ice. Big West defender Jacob Evans is waiting for it. 2.5 minutes to play in the period. We'll speak with Evergreens coach Dan Van Slyke as our first intermission guest. Talk about his hockey team playing much better here. And again, kind of fortunate to be down only 1-0 to the Walsall West Warriors. Warriors have the puck behind the net. Look to center. No one's home there. Sheldon Orja back at the blue line. That is in Orja's skates, and the Evergreens come back the other way. Didn't have numbers, though, for Bryce Dively, and Dively surrenders. Both teams will get a change here as the puck goes behind the Evergreens net. Michael Moe comes out of net. Things happen so much faster on the smaller ice. Very big crowd here. I mean, looking at the crowd watching this game from behind the plexiglass, behind the Evergreens net, we really are standing room only tonight. Walsall West fighting to hold the zone. It's behind the net, and the Evergreens are coming out. Here's Nate Bruns. Bruns sends it into the bench for a stoppage. He's trying to send it off the boards and get it down ice. Instead, it went into the bench area. So we'll have a face-off to Michael Moe's right. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, called Glen Ray Radiators. Chris Babiars will take the draw against Andrew Lee. West controls, but the puck goes into the corner. It's not on net there. Derek Tomczyk fights for it for the Evergreens, trying to get it out. Walsall West briefly went towards goal. Michael Moe sticked it aside. Evergreens have Babyar, sends it off the board out to the red line. But Walsall West is there. Michael Plaza trying to take the puck away. So did Babyar's. Puck is briefly loose at center ice. Walsall West controls. Alex Belsuki sends it, deflected into the crowd. Another stoppage here with 1:17 left in the first period. We haven't seen any scoring since 15:37. When on a rebound, Justin Anderson scored for the Warriors. That accounts for our 1-0 score. Walsall West was a 2-0 winner the last time these teams met. That seemed like ages ago in this season in the Marathon Cup Finals at Greenheck. Off the faceoff, skating in and stick handling as Kevin Conley goes behind the net. Comes back out to the blue line and now cross ice. We go under a minute here. It's on the stick of Jacob Evans. Evans tried for a cross ice pass in the zone. Controlling it there is his teammate John Metzinger. Great stick handling from Metzinger. What a good player he is. Still controlling near the goal line. Sackman takes it away and the Evergreens send it down. It's going to be an icing call, but it did get the puck out of danger with 41 seconds left in the period. It's been a long time since the Evergreens have had a shot on goal. Walsall West has dominated the action, for the last 10 minutes or so at least. Evergreens have not generated a lot of scoring opportunities for themselves. Babyars takes the draw against Kevin Conley. Conley wins the faceoff, goes cross ice. Shot on goal, glove saved by Michael Moe. Adam Parcells was going upper right-hand corner, and Michael Moe snapped it from midair. 35 seconds left in the period. Faceoff will come to Michael Moe's right. Moe's got a lot of saves in this period. Off the faceoff, puck comes out to Michael Plaza. Plaza stick handling at the red line, tries to skate in onside. He's checked off the puck, and Walsall West takes it away. John Metzinger took the puck away, 20 seconds. Warriors may get a final rush or two. Here's a long pass. Going to be icing. Icing against the Warriors, so we will come back. Seems like we haven't even had a lot of action in the Evergreens' half of the rink so far. We're going to have a faceoff there, which is going to come to goalie Sam Weigert's left. 17 seconds left. I think Babyar is going to take the draw against Adams Parcells. Parcells is 6'5". Looks like he should be playing basketball, but he's got the body of a hockey player. Goes behind the net off the faceoff. John Metzinger is there. Pushes it forward here for Justin Anderson. Anderson, the goal scorer, taken off his feet. Evergreens look to control this puck behind the net. We're under 5 seconds left. Centering in front off the stick of one of the Walsall West Warriors players, horn sounds. First period comes to an end. Michael Moe gets credit with 9 saves just announced there. And Sam Weigert with 5 saves. On a Justin Anderson goal, Walsall West leads D.C. Everest 1-0 as we've reached our first intermission. We'll chat with Evergreens coach Dan Van Slyke. We'll talk a little about the playoff seedings and about his team playing much better hockey. Now, it's like night and day when you compare the way this season began for the Evergreens and the level of hockey they're playing now. They're in deep against a tough opponent this evening, and again, West has a 1-0 lead. We'll be back after a 3-minute break. This is Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.